Well, look who finally showed up. Hi, welcome. Oh no, I'm not doing much, just reading. What about yourself? You're not up to anything? Well, I'm glad to hear that, because we can just order pizza, cuddle on the couch, and catch up on that show we were watching earlier. What was its name? The one with that boy that lost his balls? Something you wanted to ask? Can it wait, though? Like, you've been forgetting a lot of our plans recently, and we don't really have the time to hang out and relax like we used to. Plus, I talked to my friend about the show we were watching, and he said we're just now getting to the juicy parts. You don't want to miss it, right? Yes, great. Okay, thank you. Okay. Let me just order the pizza, and I'll be right back. Hey, Grace. Hi. Yeah, it's me. You know it. Could I get a large gas lamp special with extra tomato sauce on one half of the pizza? And, could we get a cherry Coke for a beverage? Hold on a second. What? Sure. You there? Okay. Could I have it with garlic? Wait a minute. Hello? I'm a vampire, remember? Are you trying to get me killed? Oh, what, Grace? No, sorry. I was just talking to my roommate. Yeah, that's gonna be all. 30 minutes? Okay, sure, yeah. Sounds perfect. Yeah, thank you. Bye-bye. You're lucky we found a great substitute for me to be able to feed. Otherwise, I'd be feeding off your blood. However, I gotta admit, probably not a good idea. Not with your fucking diet. Stop talking. Come here, I'm freezing. Oh yes, you can. Just get over here. See? Isn't that better? Cuddling with your roommate after a pretty bad day. Isn't it a lot nicer? You look much calmer now. So, do you want to talk about today, or do you just want to kind of let it be? You're not sure? Well, that's all right. You can decide, and if you want to vent, you know that I'm always here, and that's totally fine with me. Oh yeah, I'm a very good listener, especially when it comes to you. You can talk my ear off. No, like I'm not just saying it, you know? Like it's fine, really. I'm just happy I get to spend time with you, and I get to help you feel better. It's nice to calm you down a bit. There's something you've been meaning to... Oh, right! You said you wanted to ask me something earlier before I rudely interrupted you. So, what is it that you want to ask me about? And before you go on, please, don't ask me any vampire questions. Like, I'm pretty sure that Wikipedia should have everything you need to know about me. Okay? It's not about my kind. Then, what is it? You want dating advice? Oh, wait. What? Where did this come from? No, I don't really know how to respond to that. Oh. I don't really know. I don't think I'm the best person to ask about stuff like that, okay? I'm definitely not one of those elder vampires with, like, centuries of experience when it comes to charming a person and all that, so... when it comes to dating, or especially, you know, someone else's stuff, yeah, no, I just can't. Oh, no, it's okay, no, you didn't make me uncomfortable, it's okay, I don't know what to say, okay, that's it, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm fine. Why? No, never mind that. If I may ask, why did you want to ask me about dating and stuff like that? You've been... what? Been thinking a lot. Okay. Thinking a lot about what? Oh. Been thinking about her. Your new friend? The girl you've been buddy-buddy with? I see. Yeah. I know you've said that before countless times. Oh yeah, I'm listening. Go on. So you ran into her yesterday? Well, I'm glad you did. She sounds pretty interesting. She's pretty, she's funny, she's smart. She's everything I'm not. I am listening, and I told you, I'm not uncomfortable, okay? You don't have to be worried about it. I'm more than okay. I can't talk about it. I don't know how to talk about it because I don't know anything about dating. Not a single thing, okay? Nothing. Just forget it. God. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. No, seriously, I'm sorry. Please believe me. You haven't upset me, okay? I just... You know what? Take this blanket. Ugh. I'm just gonna go upstairs. I'm gonna go to my room. I need to clear my head. No! No. I'm not shutting you out. I need some time. I know! Dude, it's not your fault. You thought that I could help, and, you know, I'm glad that you came to me to ask, but right now, I just need some time out, okay? Please, just let me be. Thank you. Why her? Why would you bring her up right after asking about dating advice? Then it's true. You like her. You like her, and you like her more than you like me as a friend. It's killing me inside. I know I should have noticed it from the first moment that you mentioned her. I should have known. I'm losing you. I'm losing you. I never made a move, and now I'm losing you. What? Yeah. Yeah, the door is not locked. You can come in. What's wrong? What do you mean, what's wrong? I just... Oh my god. This again? I'm not upset. Do I look upset? I sound upset. Okay, well, maybe I am. But just forget about it, okay? I don't want to talk about it. Oh my god. You're not gonna let this go, are you? Look, I'm not in the best state of mind right now, so I advise you strongly to stop pushing it. You want me to take a breath before I say it? Oh my god. What's a breath gonna do? Fine. Okay. Yes, I am upset, okay? We've been roommates for like, what, 4 years now? And at first, I wasn't even sure if we're gonna get along, because, you know, you're a human, I'm a vampire, and Nosferatu wasn't exactly helping our case with our public image, so I had all the reasons to believe that you might act hostile with me. I was sure, I was on my guard, I was ready to do anything to protect myself, but then you didn't. You were really nice, and you were kind, and you were accepting, and you were just so good. I didn't know humans like you existed. And then, I don't know when it happened. I can't exactly pinpoint a timeline, but you and me, we started having this kind of connection, and it's been there ever since we started living together, and I just care about you a lot, you know? No, you need to understand that this connection that I have with you and the amount that I care, I've never had it with anybody else before. I've never felt it for anyone else. I didn't even know that I was capable of caring for someone this much. Exactly. It's almost like, I guess, I've built a lot of trust with you, more than with anyone else before. And, you know, it's not exactly easy for me because I'm a vampire and you can't exactly be friends with humans, but you make it so easy. And we do so much together. We talk every day, we hang out a lot, and you were the first person that bought me that skin cream that lets me step out into the sun so we can hang out during the day. I mean, how freaking thoughtful can you be? Nobody ever did anything like that for me before. And then she came along. And then you started hanging out with her more, and I didn't know what to do with myself. I was stuck inside because you weren't there, and I was pacing around in our room, and I was going crazy, just imagining what you were doing with her, what you were feeling for her. And I love what we have, okay? I just felt like, why? Why do you need to look at her direction? I want to know what's so great about her that you overlook me. And we had so much to do together. We went through so much trauma and we bonded. And am I not good enough? Is it that she's prettier or is she smarter? I'm a freaking vampire. I'm superior to humans. And anyway, I was getting beat in my own game by a human. And I was just thinking, what's wrong with me? No, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. No. Listen, I shouldn't. I don't want you to explain. Don't tell me anything. I don't want you to explain, because you don't owe me anything. Not an explanation. Nothing. Nada, okay? I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. I made this all about me, and today I should be really happy for you. No, I am. I'm really happy for you. I'm so happy that you feel like you're ready to go out there and start dating. No, I want you to be happy. I truly, from the bottom of my heart, I've seen you suffer. I've seen you be upset. I've seen you be broken. And I don't want that. It's not a pretty sight. It breaks my heart every time you're upset. And I just want you to be happy. For once in your life, I want you to be happy. And it's fine. It's just, I wanted to know why I couldn't be the source of that happiness. And I tried so hard because you made me so happy and I wanted to reciprocate it. I wanted to make you happy in return. And it's okay. At the end of the day, I want you to be happy. And if it's gonna be with somebody else, and if other people make you happier, then I'm happy. Truly, I'm happy. What? What do you mean? She's just a friend. She's been helping you out with what exactly? Pause. Say that again? Oh, wait. What? You were trying to get her advice on how to tell me that you're in love with me? You love me? You do? I'm just trying to understand what you're saying. You've been in love with me for a long time now? Sorry, I can't believe it. No. You're. No. I don't believe it. You're just saying that because I was crying, because you felt bad, and you wanted to say something that I wanted to hear, and you know, it's not gonna end good for either of us because you tell me that you love me when there is her and you. A lot to take in because I felt that today you're just going. Like, I thought that's it. You would go and find someone else, and I wouldn't have you in my life anymore, and I don't know what I'd do without you. I want you. You don't get it. I want you. I want you more than anything in my life. I want you. I crave you more than the blood I need as a vampire. And I'm never gonna want anyone else ever. No, I was just scared, okay? I was scared. I didn't tell you anything because I thought that if I told you, I would mess this up and then you would leave and you would be with somebody else and I would never have you again. And I just. Please hug me. I'm sorry. I was really worried. It's okay. I'm okay. I just. I was a chicken, and I really didn't want to lose you. No, listen, I was just really scared that if I told you, then you would reject me and I would mess up this friendship we have. And the fear immobilized me. I thought, like, if we were friends, if we kept it like this, then at least I would have you. And I was really scared of losing you. Yeah, I'm okay. I'm sorry. I shouldn't be crying. It's just, you know, vampires and hide on emotions and whatnot. I wish there would have been a better way to tell you than, well, this. love you too, dummy. No, it's okay. I would like you to go for it again. What are you doing? Rubbing my tears off my face? Come here. Your lips taste so good. I love you. I love you. I love you so much. Yeah, I guess that means we're dating now. What? I'm being intense? I'm sorry, it's just... You have no idea how much I wanted this. Finally. Oh. I think the pizza's here. Hey. Once we're done eating, let's talk a little more. Yeah. Okay, great. I love you. Oh, I didn't sense you there. No, this is fine, of course. Are you crazy? You're so warm. Hey, why are you looking at my lips? Do I have something in my teeth? Damn it, I thought I brushed my teeth well enough. You sly guy. Come here, you. You saw this coming? Alright. When we were first kissing? Well, I guess you know what happens when a vampire is exposed to the glow of a full moon. Well, vampires were usually so restrained, for lack of a better word. And we're especially uptight about sex. You heard that? Oh, fuck. Yeah, the moonlight, you know, it does things to me. Do you wanna know what it's doing to me? You really wanna know? Okay, give me your hand. I'm drenched. I need your help. And you know what? I'm so drenched. I need your help. No. I can't do this without you. It's not the same. When I try to control it myself, it's just... I can't. Please, honey. I need you. I need need you so desperately. Please. What condition? What condition? You take charge? What? Afraid the vampire might take a bite out of you? Okay. But I gotta warn you, you might have to hold me down a lot. Get on my stomach? You're commanding me now? Fine, okay, I said I would listen. I'm gonna be a good girl. Okay. So you want me to lie down flat on my stomach? Okay. Here we go. Is this good? God, why are you holding my arm so strongly? What, are you a police officer now? Ow! Did you seriously get rid of my pants like that? Wow. And God. Oh. Here, I thought I was the beast in this house. I guess that's true. I did say you'd have to hold me down. You sneaky little thing. Yeah, you're so gentle the way you're touching the lips. Yeah, my pussy is, well, a little sensitive. Oh, God. You're just toying with me at this point. Just circling your thumb like that around the lips. Now you're just using the wetness on the lips. You're so gentle. Baby. Yeah, keep playing with it. I love you, baby. I love you. Keep your finger right there. Your finger is so warm. I'm not even sure if it's the hotness of my pussy or if it's just your blood circling there. I don't know what it is, but you're just making me wetter. Stop toying with my cunts, you bitch. Fuck yeah, I wanna feel your fingers. Wait, want me to beg for you? Please put them in. Fingers are just sliding in my pussy. Baby, now I want you to go faster. Faster. Baby. Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. Yeah. Finger me like that, please. you're so rough now. Oh God. Oh God. Oh, finger me harder. Oh, faster. Yeah, exactly. Oh, fuck. This is so good. Fuck, baby. I can't take anymore, baby. Oh, fuck. I'm so close. Oh, I'm so fucking close. I'm so close. Baby, I'm gonna come. I'm so close. No, no, don't stop. Don't stop. Oh, yes. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. I'm coming. Oh, yes. I'm coming. Oh, yes. I'm sorry. Did I squirt all over your fingers? Okay. You're asking me if I'm feeling okay. I'm feeling great. You are great. I like the taste. Oh, thank you. It's all your masterpiece. What? Time to make you feel good. Sure, it's only fair. Oh, wait. Let me just... I had to take this off. And you know what? Come here, baby. I can't be the only one who's topless. Oh, God. You're so sexy. And lie down. Good boy. I'm sorry. Am I misbehaving? Oh, and what did I do to make it up to you? So you want me to go in between your thighs? I think I know where this is going. Do you want me to? Okay. There we go. We won't be needing it. Fuck. God, look at your cock. Oh, it's so big and it's so hard. What? You want me to touch it? Gladly. It's so warm. Oh, wait. Your smell. It's messing with my head. In a good way, of course. Musky. You don't find it weird that I really want to smell you, right? No, it's nothing. I honestly didn't even know I liked this, but... Oh, fuck. I never knew I could be into the smell of something so dirty. It's turning me on so bad. You don't find it weird if I touch myself? So I'm smelling your cock. Wait, I want to smell your balls too. Underneath all the skin, with all the sweat. What if I just, if I keep it close to my nose? I'm sorry, I don't mean to lick it as I'm smelling it, but. It smells so good. I feel so naughty for this. I swear this is gonna be the last time, but fuck. Okay. My first time. Let me tie my hair up. The fucking smell, it's driving me insane. If my fangs just get in the way, let me know, okay? Good. Did you like that? that? I hope you did. Being this close to you, making each other feel good. Makes me feel so warm inside. You're so tasty. You to put it inside me. Yeah, I want your big cock to go in my pussy. Please. If you don't, then I won't be satisfied. You don't want that, right? Oh, baby, please, 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 put your cock in me, please. Come closer. Okay. So cruel to me. Can I at least pull you in so you can kiss me? Yeah? Then come here. You're teasing me. Oh, you see how wet I am? You see how tight it is for you? Let me get used to the sensation. Do you like it? I like your first time to be with a vampire. To be with your best friend of 4 years. Admit it. How many times did you imagine that you would be fucking me like that? Is that why you're so hard? Is that why you're throbbing inside me? You fantasize about me? About my naked body? About my tits? About my tight pussy? Yeah, I fantasize how I'm gonna be so wet for you? And I fantasize about your cock. You're finally entering me. You're fucking my brains out and you're driving me nuts. That's it. You're crazy if you think that's gonna be enough. You're so mean. I need more. I need more. Please. Faster, faster, please. I'm begging you, please fuck me faster. Fuck me faster. Wow. You're putting my legs on top of my own shoulders and you're spreading me so wide. Yeah. I told you I'm very flexible. Yeah. Baby. Oh, yeah. Fuck me. Fuck me. Yeah. Yeah, harder. Baby. Oh, yeah. Keep going. Fuck, you're biting onto my skin. You think you're a vampire now? Oh, fuck me. Fuck me. Oh, look at me. Look at me, baby. Kiss me. Okay? Kiss me while you come inside me, okay? I want you to come at me. I want you to come at my pussy. I want you to fill my body up. Oh, yeah. Fuck me like that. Oh, yeah. Faster, 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 faster. I want you to come. Look me in the eye. Look me in the eye. Kiss me. Please come in me. Come in my pussy, baby. Come in me. Yeah, come with me. They're blocking the moon. Oh, where are you going? Oh, you want to close the curtains? Okay. Jeez, you're not gonna let me out of your reach, are you? You're holding me down like that with my arms above my head. I love the sensation of your fingers around my wrists. This is nice. You know, you're the best boyfriend in the whole world. Did you know that? Yeah, technicalities, schmeckmicalities. So what if we've been only dating for an hour? I've known you for 4 years, and I want you. I love you, and I can't imagine my life without you. I just can't see my life being complete without you in it. Yeah? Good. Just think about it. I love you. I love you. Here, put your head on my chest. Just lie down on my body. Here's a little kiss on your forehead. I'll be right here. I'll be watching over you.